This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god. Play the podcast, please.
Now, I do love a good sleep in. Don't know about you.
I'm getting up because my routine, Dean.
Was your routine up at the crack of, 9 o'clock?
I'm getting it up at 8:50.
8:50?
And that's like a normal person's 6 a.m. I work nights.
Well, clearly. But yeah, I do like a good sleep in. But there's some research. Maybe sleeping in isn't good for you.
Uh-oh.
Joining us on the line is Alex from thebigsmoke.com.au to give us all the lowdown.
Hi, Alex.
Hello. How are you?
Great.
But a bit sleepy.
Mm.
Yeah. A lot of us, we sleep less during the week because of work or stress or whatever we're doing, and then we try to catch up on that over the weekend. So a lot of people will try to, and I've done this, avoid social activities on a Saturday morning because they want to spend that time sleeping in.
Mm.
And what they consider is as paying back sleeping debt, so to speak.
Mm.
But it doesn't really work. And the problem is, and this is interesting because researchers have always looked into why do different bodies respond differently to sleep, why how do sleep disorders occur, and also the side effects of oversleeping. And so this particular study was done from the University of Colorado, and they basically got different groups of people to sleep a little bit less throughout the week and then try to catch up on sleep over the weekend. So we're talking about 9+ hours in terms of catch-up. And what the scientists discovered that those who actually would sleep in on the weekend and those who didn't catch up at all had no real difference. So there was really no benefit from a metabolic outcome to sleeping in on the weekend, so it doesn't really help. And then the other side of it, of course, is that, you know, a lot of researchers believe you can't catch up on sleep anyway, and that the only way you can really climatize your body is by sleeping a bit more each day as opposed to a quick extra 10 hours on the weekend.
Mm. Yeah, I've never been able to win with sleep, not enough or far too much. And the more I slept for 10 hours most of my life, and it just makes you more tired. It's awful.
Well, and this is the thing. There's a lot of understanding around the patterns, the sleep patterns, and how that stresses us, and all the physiological markers of stress being in line with our sleep issues. Mm-hmm. So really, the research found, as boring as it is, instead of catching up on sleep on the weekend, try to, you know, get to bed earlier and try to wake up at the same time each day and have that consistency, so that concentration levels and our metabolic areas are all consistent.
Have a routine.
There you go.
Yeah.
But sometimes I was thinking, and there are times when you work around the clock to hit a deadline, and so you do perhaps compromise on your sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, a one-off around that isn't a big deal, but it's where people are consistently sleeping less during the week and therefore putting their bodies into a stressful situation and thinking that they can compensate for that on the weekend.
Mm. I've heard, like, sleep is more important than food.
Yeah, and there's a lot of research around how sleep impacts our cognitive function. So, for example, there's research that suggests that our brain literally eats itself after a period of time when we're so sleep deprived. So the effects and health risks around sleeping both too little and too much is very, very available. But it's this whole concept that we seem to have around sleeping in on the weekend, thinking that's good for us when it's just not.
All right.
But I'm still going to do it, though.
I think this is where people get a little bit confused as well, because they take into account things like a Netflix binge, for example,
yeah,
as a way of resting on the weekend. So they're being, you know, lazy, so to speak, but they're not really catching up on any sleep or really going to be any more refreshed on Monday.
Yeah, because your internal clock would wake you up, Dean, wouldn't it, at your normal work hour? You just wouldn't get out of bed.
Yeah, I wouldn't get out, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
So if you didn't have your alarm on the weekend, you would still get up at the same time?
I wake up. Yeah. In fact, I wake up before my alarm. I'm at that horrible stage where
But
you could have had an extra hour, but you don't.
Yeah. But on the weekends, I roll over and just go back to sleep and can sleep for a couple more hours, which is nice.
See, I wish I could do that. Can you nap?
Can I nap?
Can I?
My couches are dead for my napping.
Yeah. I'd love a nap.
You're an expert in napping.
I love an afternoon nap. Oh. But only on the weekends. I can't do it midweek.
At work?
Yeah, no, I can't.
At work, no. No, it's not allowed.
But in Japan, for example, some companies are trying to encourage naps and they actually have sleeping pods in the workplace where they have people just popping in and having a nap. So companies are trying to more and more encourage their workers to nap because there is evidence around the benefits of that. But this whole idea of, you know, I've slept 3 hours a night or 4 hours a night throughout the week and now I'm going to sleep 12 hours on the weekend just isn't going to help you at all.
It doesn't work like that. All right.
Oh, thanks for that.
Sorry for the bad news.
Oh, well.
Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams. I look forward to speaking with you again next week, Alex.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.